Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We have a special update. There is a lot going on over in the Middle East you're not hearing anything about. And we got Larry on his mountaintop. Larry, why don't we start with this U.S. forces attacked and killed by ISIS? And what's the latest do you have on that one? It says a number of U.S. soldiers were killed and an additional number wounded after ISIL targeted their military column in Hasaka City in Syria. What is that about? Is that I guess you'd have to call that an ambush, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Now, we don't have confirmation on it. It's not in the news particularly, but according to Hal Turner, who just put out an alert on it, evidently something's occurred, and that's the latest report.
So it essentially goes unvetted. But he's generally been pretty accurate on what he's posting here about the Middle East anyway, right?
Yeah, it's and apparently if the story's accurate, this ambush occurred somewhere between Aleppo and Mosul, which is in the corner of Syria and Iraq. And we do know we've got forces moving in that area. I guess we'll just have to watch that and see where it goes. It's getting very difficult to vet or even get the information anymore in a number of venues.
I thought we were supporting ISIL. Why would they be attacking our own military columns? That's what I'm curious about. Because we're the ones who were supporting ISIS, ISIL, and all that over there. Is this just maybe a cover story or an accident? I wonder.
Well, we really just don't know. We do know that the Russians have been bombing very close to that Al-Tamp military base, U.S. military base in Syria, and so we don't know. Maybe that's just a story, cover story, but we'll just have to watch up in the upcoming week and see what little we can glean out of what really happened.
Yeah, it's like everything you hear, you're not sure whether any of it's true or not true. Here's another one. Here is filming of a false chemical attack at hospital in Syria. Now, we've been hearing news that they were actually had already imported the film crews and that they were filming this. Well, evidently now, are they actually, do you think, going to release this thing, even though probably everybody knows it's a total fake?
Well, I have to say, it's not that they haven't done it before, apparently. If you'll remember, we've had a number of these episodes of so-called Syrian army gas attacks that appears really strange. Even the images don't make good sense, and the locations don't make sense. And I think this one, and I've watched the video, and I'm sure you have too, I sent you a link on it, and you can tell they were being prompted on what to do, and when this so-called alarm went off, all these children fell down and started acting like they were having a gas attack. It's all scripted, Stuart.
Yeah, but it may be enough to justify us going in. They got to have their war. I keep going back to that. That the Islamics need their war for their 12th Ayman to come up out of his pit. And the deep state wants it because then out of the ruins of World War III, we have the Phoenix rising up. And it all seems to be tying together very rapidly. Here's another one. Russians bomb Al-Tamf. Perimeter of U.S. base, America. American troops trapped. What is that one about? Russian Air Force has begun bombing militants in Al-Tamp, Syria. The bombings are taking place around the perimeter of a U.S. military facility. So far, the base itself has not been targeted, but anything moving outside the base is being eradicated. That doesn't sound so good. Have you got any more on that particular situation?
Now, this is Russia, right?
Yeah,
this is Putin doing his work. You know, he said that they were going to erase the ISIS and ISIL Al-Qaeda terrorist groups that it appears, you know, or I'll say it looks like Erdogan in Turkey and I guess the U.S. deep state have been for a number of years protecting.
Wow. So he's also threatened the United States fairly recently, right? Don't interfere with our operations in Idlib and Syria, for that matter, or you will suffer the consequences. Have there been any more verbal attacks out of either Moscow from Putin or is, you know, equivalent of a Secretary of Defense? Have you heard any more on those?
It just seems the deep state is still rattling its sword. Trump appears to be really quiet, nothing much coming out of him. And Netanyahu's been quiet because Putin has warned, you know, all of them, all forces, even Turkey, that anyone that attacks the Syrian army or anyone that moves with the Syrian army or attacks any Russians will be destroyed, and he said without exception. So, and at the same time, Stuart, we've got reports. You know, we can't vet it particularly, but there's reports that at least 60-plus fighter jets from Russia have landed at Hemenin Air Base. That's close to Tartarus in Syria, and they've landed Spetsnaz troops, supposedly with been given the go to move into the Idlib area and begin assassinating these ISIS groups within that city. It seems like Russia stopped bombing Idlib at the moment and began bombing closer to the U.S. forces, but I think that's to give Turkey time to back out. You know, Turkey had a lot of armor move in there, and I think Putin's trying to get him to back out of there, but of course we know prophecies down the road might indicate that he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, from what I gather, Putin said, you either get out or we'll just take you out. So this is going to get very, very interesting, because Turkey, you and I both know, and anybody really paying attention knows, Turkey's been playing both sides of the fence here, you know, both NATO and on the Soviet side, I guess one could say. But sooner or later, they have to get off the fence and they have to go one way or the other. Here's the thing you were referring to from Turner's website anyway. U.S. and its coalition partners wondered what was up when 48 hours ago, 60 Russian fighter planes arrived in Syria. Now apparently they know. So Iran announced that if requested, it would attack the U.S. Army in the province of Hasakah, along with the Syrian Army and Hezbollah. And Russia has also armed the Syrian territory with S-400 as well as S-300 air defense systems. So here we are. It's kind of a standoff. Then I read an article, and I can't remember where I got it. I think it was out of the TASS, Russian news agency, that one of the reasons possibly for the pause, other than getting Turkey out of there, was to establish lines of, escape routes, so that the civilian population could move out, which would indicate that when they've gotten most of the civilians out of there, it's going to be a scorched earth policy, and there won't be hardly anything left. And then I heard rumors also, and maybe you can elaborate on it, that Putin is extremely angry over our involvement and everything else that's going on in Syria. Have you heard any more about that?
Well, he's been sending more in. There are reports now that there's at least 11 Soviet, or not Soviet, but Russian subs, you know, in the Mediterranean. And that's, of course, in the Mediterranean. We've also got American subs, and I know at least one UK submarine. And there is a massed armada there of Russian, Chinese, I guess you could say, I believe Turkey's got some ships with that armada doing the so-called drills, you know, in the Mediterranean, which Sartorfall indicates is really a circle of fire just in case somebody begins to attack Syria.
U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to make strong blows to Syria, but also threatens Russia and Iranian installations. Russia said Trump is not aware of the rules of war, that a war at the beginning is easy, but at the end no one knows what it can do. Then there's another headline, Putin warns Israel and Turkey. Putin is not satisfied with Turkey's role and has ordered the destruction of Turkish military aircraft by approaching the Syrian-Turkish border. And the British have now also confirmed that Vladimir Putin's administration has sent 8 submarines towards Syria as well. Any attempt, then Putin said, any attempt to attack the Syrian army, which is what you just talked about, will immediately result in intervention of Russian forces. Wow, this appears like this thing is really starting to heat up.
Yeah, it's heating up pretty quick. As a matter of fact, Stuart, Israel just did another missile attack, you know, on a what was reported to be an Iranian weapons shipment there at, I guess, around Damascus Airport. And, of course, Putin is very disturbed about these continued attacks against Iranian and Syrian forces. So he's even threatened, you know, Israel.
Okay, now here's an odd one, and I don't understand this headline. Maybe you can enlighten me on it. China to take over Israel's largest port and could threaten U.S. naval operations. A top Israeli military and energy official has questioned Israel and China's growing economic ties, just as a Chinese company is set to begin operating the Haifa port as part of a major 25-year contract that was struck in 2015. Why in the world would Israel be doing anything with China? Of course, we do too, I suppose, but, you know, I mean, it just seems kind of odd that this is all part of a grand chess game. I mean, why would you turn over a port to a known enemy of the United States?
I would just have to say, Stuart, I would just have to say it's got to be a globalist thing, because why did we give the Panama Canal to the Chinese? That's who got it. That's who's running it. The same people running the Panama Canal presently or is the same group that supposedly will take over the Haifa port. And you, as well as I know, this is the globalist on the move.
Yeah. Yeah, this thing, it just keeps running and running. It's kind of like the, what's the name of that bunny rabbit that keeps running and running and running? And this is like the New World Order. No matter what you do, they're still there doing their thing. Here's another headline. Israeli reports claim new images confirm an Iranian surface-to-surface missile facility now is in Syria. So, you know, Iran was told to get out by Netanyahu. Netanyahu was given the finger, basically, by both Iran and Assad. And didn't we find out that Assad has given a nod of approval for 3, at least 3, Iranian bases in Syria? How can this thing keep going? Unless, of course, obviously, as you and I think, it's probably orchestrated to some degree. And when the time comes, the switch will be thrown, and here we go. What do you think? I mean, it just seems odd to me.
I think that a lot of this is going to continue until Isaiah 17.
Yeah, I wonder how close we are to Isaiah 17 or Daniel 8. We're putting a squeeze on before, you know, it was sanctions and embargoes, if you want to call them that, whatnot, that actually brought Japan to war. And it worked then, so maybe this is what Deep State is attempting to do to get Iran to strike out. And when they do, then we have our excuse to go in and eliminate Iran. But that brings us face-to-face with Russia and Putin. So it makes you wonder who's going to preempt who when all of this gets really rolling. And here's another thing from Netanyahu. Israel will never again fail to preempt attacks. Bibi's comments were delivered on the eve of the 45th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. That was in 73 or something like that. So isn't that kind of a, how do I say, showing your hand possibly that they have every intention of preempting and possibly even going into Iran to eliminate their nuclear capabilities? And would not Iran maybe look at it that way?
Well, I wasn't aware that they were keeping it a secret. We already know that there is a triple plan between Trump, Salman, and Netanyahu to attack Iran.
Yeah, it's just a question of who's going to do what and whether they want an excuse or not or whether they're just simply going to preempt it and be done with it. You know, you've got all these prophecies, and here we are at the end of the 120th year, the 100th year, the 70th year, the 50th year, and it seems like that this thing has got to come to a head somehow or other. You can't keep smoldering this along, I wouldn't think, for too long. Look at the logistics that are required for Russia, for example, to be supporting all these troops, shipping all this military gear in. Same goes with Turkey. And if Russia orders Turkey out, do you think Erdogan will actually listen? Or do you think he'll just not pay any attention and continue? I mean, it's shaking up for a major war, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think Erdogan is, I guess you could say, foolhardy, and he likes to show his power, if you will. He's liable to make a mistake and really confront Putin.
That probably wouldn't be too wise any more than it would be wise for us to confront Putin, although we do have an awful lot of secret military craft that could come out of the closet, I suppose, if they chose to use it. Getting off onto that, onto earth changes, volcanic eruptions are really taking off everywhere. Volcanic activity is increasing worldwide, at least four main eruptions just the last couple of days. Reunion Island, Russia, Chile, and Japan. And then there were reports about Iceland possibly coming alive. And what's the latest on Yellowstone? Have you heard any more about that? They're trying to keep it quiet, but stuff kind of leaks out now and then.
Yeah, it's the public domain is not really allowed to watch or view the Yellowstone information. And that's kind of the same way we're also finding with the solar arrays recently. It appears to be that they're taking it out of public domain.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard any of the latest that you could report on at all on that? It just seems, you know, I was reading a lot about that this afternoon. Insider report says this, insider report says that. And every one of them kind of says a different thing. Although there's got to be something going on, or you would not take down six or seven of these solar things as far as the public is concerned. Obviously, they're still operating, but offline, so to speak, so the public can't access any of it. Have you heard any more on that at all that you can talk about?
Yeah, I was, I got a phone call today, and I can't see who from, but they're also reporting that the sunspot location is more active underground than above ground, that the activity is still going on, with the exception that it's not in the public domain to observe anymore. Now, you know, I don't know how to vet that, but anyway, other than that, this woman that does a lot of investigations for George Newery, what did you say her name was again?
Linda Moulton Howe.
Yes, I was watching a video just before the show by Linda Moulton Howe, and she was indicating, and the way she used the wording, she was trying to be very careful at her wording. She said that everything still is a mystery at Sunspot, the Sunspot location, and talked about all of that underground that nobody has access to, and the guards that are stationed around that location, and that the way she put it, she says that everything there appears to still be ongoing and active, with the exception that it's no longer available to the public. So I think that's what we're going to find, that all these places are not really shut down. I think what they meant, they're shut down to the public, which indicates to me there's something out there that can be apparently viewed that they do not want the public to see.
Yeah. Well, that also would kind of be on time with the timelines that we're operating on. I just don't see how we can go too many more years beyond where we are now. And speaking about timelines, Scotty Clark, and he's got an email. If you went on YouTube and just typed in Scotty Clark, you could see the latest that he's put out. But it's very, very fascinating. He goes into the astronomical timelines, and that we have, how do I word this? We have celebrated the Feast of Trumpets 1 month early, and he proves it through astronomical software that it's actually October, and we cross over the fall or autumn equinox on 9/23, which is very interesting because on the Jewish calendar, 9/23 begins the Feast of Tabernacles. But anyway, the actual date for the celebration of the biblical Feast of Trumpets is October 10th and 11th. October 10th should be the sighting of the new moon. And he actually does prove it and goes back into the Old Testament and uses exactly what the Lord had to say about it. And that for whatever reasons, now there's another guy that put out something unrelated, but it verifies what Scotty had said, that I don't know that much about how they operate over there and how they figure things out, but we are in a pregnant year, and that moves everything 1 month ahead, which verifies what Clark has said, that the real biblical Feast of Trumpets should be on October 10th and 11th, which moves then the 10 days of awe, Atonement, and Tabernacles ahead as well by a full month. So this ought to get very, very interesting as we travel through these the end of the timelines. And if that's true, we have not yet left 2018 insofar as the Lord is concerned with Israel. They're not in 5, 7, 7, 8, or 9 yet. They have to wait another month. They have to wait until October 10th and 11th. So this may be why we're seeing such a massive buildup over there of militaries all over the world. They're pouring everything in there. And that reminds me of, I'm sure you remember, when Ed Dames, Dr. Doom, said that an object would pass by and all the navies of the world would look up and see this and they'd all scatter and go home. You just mentioned before we got on air, what did Ed Dames say again?
Well, I was really inquisitive because Ed Dames has really been quiet. And
yes,
just simply, he hadn't been on radio, he hadn't been anywhere. We don't, you know, nobody really knew where he was. But I was searching today, and I just found a post by him. Let me read it real quick. This is really interesting.
Sure.
He just put it out. It says, Ed Dames, launching a free remote viewing breaking news video channel to release urgent updates from his secret sanctuary location. It says global media is changing and now not showing needed data. It says coming quickly, private video releases. So Ed Dames is going to do his own and, you know, apparently use some kind of video that it can't be censored by YouTube and others, and get the word out. Apparently he has words that need to go out, and he cannot find the avenue. And, Stuart, you and I are facing the same dilemmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have trouble all the time now. And, you know, they keep knocking more and more people off YouTube and whatnot. This is all I felt this was coming because the New World Order cannot have truth out there, cannot have alternative news. They can only operate on total propaganda and lies. I mean, Satan is a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And Obama is, you remember, he came right on TV, said he was good at killing people. In one of his speeches, he was talking about, I think, the cruise missiles. Keep your eyes on Obama, folks. I know a lot of people think this could never happen, but I got a feeling it's going to, and quite soon. He's laying the groundwork, and I don't. What's the latest on the Trump coup, Larry, before we close down?
Well, what I've been seeing over the weekend, there are some real warnings coming out indicating from supposedly insiders, really pay cautious time around September the 20th when this supposed national
yes.
emergency release comes out, and it should appear on everybody's cell phones. We just have to wait and see, but there's also reports that saying watch out for a false flag or a movement of the coup because they have got to stop him, and he's at a point where a tipping point, if you will, so we've got to really watch.
Yeah, because he's threatening, I guess, mass arrests and everything else, and of course, if this is coming down the pike with Mueller and all those other people, they will have no choice but to create a big false flag of some type. Could be an economic collapse. Could be they have the technology for earthquakes. They have the technology for volcanic eruptions. They can steer hurricanes. What's the latest on Florence? We have about a minute left. Other than
well,
mass flooding.
It's still raining. That's it. The news
what?
Media is covering it like it's a smoke screen that it appears to be. And as a matter of fact, Stuart, there were a couple of insiders saying this is leaving our entire eastern seaboard and military bases really naked at the moment. We're real vulnerable while, you know, everything's shut down. So we've got to keep a keep a watch.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get hit, folks. We're going to be taken down. The Bible's very, very clear. It's not a question of if. It's only a question of when. And that depends on the Lord's time schedule. And with Putin rearming, China's getting their military ready. We've got a lot of enemies all round about. And with those fully armed troops with military uniforms coming across our border, I think that's a wide open warning from the Lord himself. Look out, because Jeremiah the prophet and its prophecies against America, Babylon, we are infiltrated. It's a fifth column, and they're going to rise up when the timing is right. And we're going down, and we're going to go down with the thud. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll try and get back on as the need arises. And anyway, good night, take it easy, and I hope you're prepared. Take care.